Seattle Public Schools put together a task force to find grade-appropriate books that address issues that are increasingly popping up in schools organically. For kindergarten, there's a book called Introducing Teddy. In it, a bear named Thomas is sad and finally tells a friend, "I'm a girl Teddy, not a boy Teddy." Thomas wants to be called Tilly instead. The friend says, "No problem. All that matters is that we're friends." Lisa Love is manager of health education for Seattle Public Schools.
We're not talking about body parts. We're not talking about sex. We're not talking about anything that would put kids in an uncomfortable position to have to disclose. Instead, we're talking about how people are behaving and how we treat them. And that's sort of a universal value that we can share, is about being kind and supportive of one another.
Love says the number of calls she gets about supporting transgender or gender-fluid kids in the classroom has tripled in the past 5 years. Tiffany Kelly was part of the task force that chose the books. She has a transgender son who went to kindergarten as a female but was miserable.
He was able to let us know that he really wanted to start first grade with he and him pronouns and being recognized as a boy. And it was such a gift to see how happy he was. I mean, it was like a different person. It really was.
Kelly says the books convey the message that it's important to accept everyone. Lisa Love from the school district says parents will receive an email with links to resources about gender identity so that they can inform themselves and talk at home with their children. And she says parents who don't want their kids to take part can opt them out of the lesson. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.